Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Holy crap, it's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, the one and only traditionally broadcast video game radio show on the planet.
Holy,
hi, Nate.
Holy crap.
Hey,
guys, how's it going?
That's Nate. I'm Alon. And our third host, Julie Stouffer, is mysteriously missing at the moment. But, you know, maybe she'll show up, maybe not.
Maybe. She might be busy. No one
knows. It's tough. It's tough dealing with a co-host who calls into the show.
Yeah. And when she's a state away.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can rectify that at some point in time.
One of these days, we'll all live in a magical land together and be able to do the show. But for now, we're going to have to do it just you and I. So
the studio is very bright today.
I turned on the lights.
You turned on all the lights. I don't like the lights. I'm very light sensitive.
You were talking about how you're tired, and so this is my way of keeping you awake.
All right.
All right, so we are the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show hosts, and we talk about video games. If you want to talk to us about video games, you can call 602-277-KFNX. That's if you're local to Phoenix. If you're anywhere else in North America, give us a call at 866-536-1100. That'll be toll-free, and you can reach us and talk to us. We'll open up the lines second half of the show. All right, so I always like to start off the show with a little discussion.
What have we been playing?
A little discussion of what we've been playing. Yeah.
All right.
What have you been playing?
Me? Really nothing. I played World of Warcraft. No. Warcraft 3 a little bit ago for like a day with my friends.
So a game that's really old?
Pretty much, yeah. Laptop, can't really, old, you know, Radeon 9000, can't really play the new games. Although I do have a Fear demo, which I want to play. Also have a Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Have Advent Rising that I got from you. Have all these games, they're waiting to be played. I just got to get to them.
Yeah, see, I went over to Blockbuster, because we love Blockbuster and they let us rent their games, and got Advent Rising, and I said, here, Nate, give it a shot. And it's been sitting in his girlfriend's car for 2 days.
I took it out last night.
Congratulations. All right, so the what have we been playing is answered with a big old nothing.
Haven't you still been playing Hulk?
This week, honestly, I've been concentrating so much on the survey that we have to do, and we'll talk more about that later.
Hope everyone liked that little noise.
Yeah, I have not played enough games. But I do want to talk about The Hulk and God of War, which are the two games that I'm still in the middle of. And we're going to cover that a little bit later.
God of War is still really fun. Haven't played it a whole lot. You've really taken the brunt of it. But
yeah, we're going to talk more about that later because I got a whole thing to talk about.
Oh, you
with
do?
With God of War and Hulk.
Okay.
It's a big expansion to our discussion. All right, so unfortunately, I can't tell you that we've been playing a whole lot, which is kind of a bummer. But this week has been incredibly busy for the both of us. So
yeah. You had a wedding.
I did have a wedding to go to. Not my own.
Yeah. If any ladies are going to be in the area, October 15th, Alon is having a divorce party.
Wow, that's not what I wanted to announce live on the air. Thanks a lot. All right, so
you wanted people. I'm helping you out.
Thanks, dude. All right, you know how to contact us, everybody. Other things I want to talk about. That survey that I just mentioned. So last week we said we're going to have a survey. And unfortunately, I didn't get it ready or actually working until today. I was trying to get it work for a week. So I finally have it ready, and it's going to become live on our website, chatterboxgameshow.com, tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, it'll be up, and it'll be linked to prominently on the website.
Yeah, if you could fill it out, it would help us out.
Here's
a
our
lot.
Point. This is what we said last week for those who weren't around. We really need to get some sponsors, and so we need people to fill out surveys because if we can't tell the sponsors, you know, who our listeners are, then they won't
sponsor
us.
They have no reason to help us out.
Exactly. So if you like the show, if you care about the show, please fill it out honestly and completely. We're not harvesting your personal information. In fact, I don't even ask for any of it in the survey. But fill it out because it'll make us exist in the future as opposed to not existing.
Non-existing, which isn't too fun.
Yeah, not for us anyway. So we'd appreciate that help, everyone. And you know, if you don't like the show, then, you know, don't fill it out. I don't care. But if you want us around, do that for us. We'll appreciate it. Now, another thing we did this week is we put our blogs online. I'm writing about the creation of the show and how
I've been editing mine because apparently I can't spell. I don't understand why I need to apologize. I did apologize.
I never right asked you to apologize for not being able to.
I have bad, awful grammar and can't spell.
Basically, you have no handle of the English language.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think I've edited my stuff from what you've told me like three or four times.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it so that people can read it. If you want to read about our show, which so far we haven't even talked about games yet.
I think I haven't even talked about being on the show yet. It's really how I kind of thought you were a
jerk. Anyway,
I hadn't met you yet.
If you're interested in the show, go to our website and you'll read our blogs and you can learn more about it. And any minute now, we'll actually start talking about games, which would make the show interesting to you guys.
Kind of be the point.
Yeah, exactly. But this first segment is all about housekeeping. So I have to remind everybody, we're going to have an interview with Gabe and Tycho. They are the founders of the Penny Arcade webcomic, which you can go to at penny-arcade.com. I'm assuming pretty much everyone listening to the show who knows about games knows about this website anyway. So if you're interested in talking to Gabe and Tycho or just getting some questions across, listen to that show on October 2nd. That's when they will be with us.
Sometime this week, I will get off my butt and get the IRC channel up and running. So we can actually want to test it out before Gabe and Tycho come on the show. But you will be able to ask questions.
Yeah, then
IRC.
We will have our own chat channel during the show. And
exactly.
You can talk to us without calling in. One other thing to cover before we move on to all our other topics is that I got Red Octane, the people behind, the publishers of the In the Groove game, which is similar to Dance Dance Revolution. And they're pretty much the premier manufacturer and online retailer of video game dance pads for dance games, like Dance Dance Revolution and In the Groove. Got them on board to help us out and run a promotion. I should have several Ignition pads and a copy of In the Groove to give away, hopefully next week. I think they're on their way to us as we speak. So if anyone is into the music rhythm genre, dancing games in particular, you should listen to the show next week. And possibly the week after that as well, when we'll have the chance to give away a dance pad valued at $100. And we've got four of those. We'll have four to give away. So,
listen
to the show if you like Red Octane and you like dance games. I'm very excited to be able to provide this to our listeners as part of the Chatterbox Treasure Box. We do that every once in a while. All right, so we got a couple more minutes. This is what we're going to talk about today when we come back from the break. Rockstar. You were mentioning this to me right before we started.
Right before we started the show.
We had an interview with Jack Thompson recently, the end of July, beginning of August.
And, may not have heard of that.
Yeah. A lot of people found out about the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show because of the interview we did with Jack Thompson. And we appreciate your listenership. So Rockstar, sort of in like a passive-aggressive attempt to attack Wacko Jacko, has put something up on a website of theirs. And if you go to /dot, you can find info about it. But I thought it was sort of entertaining, and we might cover that a little bit. Also, of course, anyone who's following video game news has seen that finally Nintendo let the cat out of the bag regarding their next video game system, the Revolution.
Don't like it. I'll say that right now.
Nate's not a huge fan of what he's seeing so far, and we'll talk about that because I have an opposing viewpoint. Always good for radio.
Great.
Yeah. So anyway, they finally revealed info about their Revolution controller, and that's really been the hot video gaming topic this week, because they finally let us know about that, like, Thursday night. We found out from the Tokyo Game Show what they're doing, and, Nate will tell you why he doesn't like it, and I'll tell you why he's wrong. That's always exciting.
Oh, why I'm wrong, yes.
Exactly.
I seem to be wrong a lot in Alon's mind.
Well, anytime you're talking to me, either you're with me or you're wrong, so... That's how it works around here.
Is that it?
And like I said, I want to talk about God of War and Hulk, and I'm going to discuss their relation to what makes a game good. So if you have an opinion on what makes a game good, you'll want to stay tuned and possibly even give us a call. The number, again, by the way, is 866-536-1100. That's toll-free for anyone in North America. I have some thoughts on what's going to make a game good and why perhaps those two games are popular. Are you typing, Nate?
I'm responding to my friend.
Oh, okay.
He's with you. He thinks I'm very stupid.
Okay.
About the Revolution controller.
Okay, right.
See, this what you will be able to do shortly when I get the IRC channel. Right now, it's only my friends that can do this.
There's also more lawsuit action. This time, it's in reference to another violent video game bill. We've talked about California.
Oh, Michigan. What is the lady doing?
Yeah. Well, I see a lot of people don't disagree with it. I'm not quite sure why the lawsuit's coming to be. But it is, I guess the bill is extending
stated,
itself a little bit further than it
It's going to break the First Amendment. That's the thing I don't like about
it. All right. Well, it's a good thing we'll be talking about this then, because I need to understand a little bit more. So that's about it. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So we still have a minute, though.
We do?
Or not. Andrew's saving me, so that I don't have to fill up a minute with dead air. All right, we'll be back after these messages, everybody. Please give us a call at 866-536-1100 to talk about everything that we're talking about and more. We'll be back.
Later. In a bit.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies Graduate Degree in Technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Good evening, everybody. We're back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio with Alon and Nate and sometimes Julie. Actually, always Julie. She's just not here
right
now.
She's just not here tonight.
We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but before we do that, I have to remind you of a couple things. First of all, University of Advancing Technology, we love them so much. They sponsor the show.
Do the arts. They do the programming.
The reason they do is because they want to attract you as a student to their university. If you want to learn how to get into the game industry, one of the ways to do it is to be a developer, and you can learn about all that stuff, the art and the programming, like Nate said.
And if it's a bonus, if you join, say, this semester or next semester, you can come down to the financial aid office and see me personally as I help you get money.
Yeah, that's Nate's job. So, yeah, go to uat.edu if you want to learn how to become a developer, because that's what they do. All right, so I didn't mention that we're also going to give away two beta slots to Dungeons & Dragons Online. Because Turbine was nice enough to give us several. We gave away two last week, and we're going to give away two to people who submitted contest entries via email during the week.
Calling them live on the air.
Yes, we're going to be calling you guys, so hopefully you're listening. Hopefully you're going to answer the phone. We'll do that, well, in about half an hour.
Yeah.
During the last segment of the show. So, the things that we want to discuss. Jack Thompson, he's sort of been out of the news lately. I think people got sick of him. I know that I did. But sometimes funny stuff arises nonetheless. And one of those things was actually created by Rockstar, the company that Jack wants to take down. So, Nate, tell me more about this, because you have it on your computer screen and I don't.
Pretty much it was just a little spoof on Jack writing its, what is it, the Citizens United something gaming. It's really pushed together. Can't really read, and I'm tired, like I said. But anyways, it's just a nasty letter, you know, saying how everything's evil, you know. You know, the internet is evil, only right up there with, say, let me actually get this thing up here.
All right, let me explain.
You take it over, because you kind of tossed it to me. I wish you would have known. I was like, all right, I want you to talk about it.
We said you were going to talk about it. So Nate is fumbling around what I wanted to say about
the
this.
The internet is ambiguously evil, the email reads.
It actually says the internet
the
is unambiguously evil.
Is it? All right, like, yeah. I said, I'm very tired.
I didn't even have it in front of me. So what happened is Rockstar made a website, and in this website, you can see email purportedly written by Jack Thompson. And it's all a big spoof, but it's funny because they've been silent about the whole thing, the whole hot coffee mod with Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And they've just been pretty much like behind the scenes, not talking to anybody about it, not taking interviews about the whole subject. And now they make this website.
Well, they've probably been all drunk, you know, wearing
oh, yeah.
their kilts, drinking the single scotch.
Single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made this website which sort of mocks Jack, and so it's their first like
kinda
coming out of the closet with this we actually know who Jack Thompson is thing instead of pretending that they've never heard of him. And so on this website there's, you know, like you can read a fake email from him saying the internet's horrible, it's destroying the world, and you know, even though he's using email
JT,
to convey this message.
Though. It's not from Jack Thompson, it's from a person called JT.
Yeah, okay. So anyway. He's saying, like, the internet is unambiguously evil, we gotta take this stuff down, and games are horrible, blah, blah, blah. And
the only thing worse than the internet is computer games and liberals. Hate
yeah.
those liberals. Always trying to hurt people.
Yeah. Jack, by the way, did another audio interview aside from ours. We were the first ones to do this, and then GamePolitics.com got a hold of him, and we got to listen to some of it. And one thing he did not mention on the air with us, or at least in our interview, was about his Christianity and his attachment to the religion. And, like, in the past, people have just assumed he's a big Christian junkie, you know, on the warpath against games.
Would not be surprised.
Yeah. We're like, oh, he's some religious right activist and whatever. And so when he did this interview with Game Politics, he didn't come out and flat out say, I'm a religious zealot. But he was, you know, talking about the fact that he has to take on this fight partially because he's a Christian. And I just thought it was entertaining that, you know, it was sort of obvious to tell from the beginning, but then he's coming out and talking about, yeah, I'm Christian, and I want to make sure the world's a happy, safe place for everybody, even though I'm completely hypocritical, and I talk about how, you know, violent games should be taken off the market, but then say that, oh, a boob in The Sims is way worse than violent simulators.
Pretty much everything I've been fighting for since, like, what, the 80s
is
totally irrelevant now because there's boobs in The Sims.
Yeah, it's going to ruin the world. The fact that I make money off of lawsuits because I'm a lawyer, you know, that has nothing to do with it.
Don't need to be looking at that.
Yeah, this whole timing thing about how hot coffee's happening with the sex, it's all, you know, just coincidence.
That's right.
Coincidence that I'm in the news at the same time.
You know, why do you have to bring up these petty facts and throw it in his face?
So if you're interested in hearing the same interview that we did, you can go over to GamePolitics.com and hear him pretty much say the same stuff, which is cool. Like, they did cover some things we didn't, and I'm guessing at the end they didn't get all upset with him and
he hung up,
convince him to hang up on us or on them like he did with us. But, you know, a lot of it was very similar information, except the fact that he's Christian. It's out there now for everybody. All right, so here's the other thing that had been going on. We talked about the Revolution controller. I'm trying to change...
segue.
Yeah, that's well, a very poor segue. Change topics now, because I find myself talking about Jack and going on forever. So the Revolution controller. This is the big news, and I'm just going to let Nate take this. You were given warning before.
All right,
you knew you were going to talk about this.
Okay, yeah, I was just looking at this thing. Don't like it. What is it, a remote?
First, let me summarize it, and then
you can bitch about it. Yeah, all right, go for it.
All right, so for months now... a year, basically, Nintendo has been saying, we've got this great new controller, we're going to step away from traditional video gaming, we're going to do something totally new and different. You're not even going to think about Sony and Microsoft when you think about Nintendo, because we're just going to be the wild child of video games. And it's all going to be due to our brand new spiffy controller. We're not going to tell you what that is. We got a funky new, fresh controller.
Not really funky. It's a remote.
Oh, it's funky. So we've got this new controller. We're not going to tell you what it is. E3 came and went, didn't tell us what it was. Finally, at the Tokyo Game Show, they spilled the beans. And here's what it is. Like Nate said, it's a remote, which you, by
you
the way...
You can plug in a joystick, but it's like through a cord. I want all these things attached to a controller.
Listen, you're making the assumption that our listeners know what this is. Let me summarize first. All right, picture a slim DVD remote without all the numbers on it, just a few buttons and a little D-pad. All right, so that's what it looks like. And I want to make that point, that's what it looks like. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
All right? So that's what it looks like. And it's got a little trigger on the underside, kind of like a gun trigger.
If you're looking at the front of it, there's a D-pad on top.
Yeah.
And then there's a big A button, and then a start, select, and, you know,
and then you can turn it on its side, and there's a BA button on the bottom there, too. Which
like that part, because if the download, play the old NES games, because then you slide it over, it's like, ooh, I got the old controller.
Exactly.
So I can cramp up my fingers.
So,
really nice.
But here's what's special about it, right? Because shaping it like a DVD remote or a TV remote or whatever doesn't make it special. Here's what it does do. In the past, there have been games for the Game Boy Advance or the original Game Boy that have gyro... microchips in them, solid-state gyroscopes, so that it can sense tilt and sometimes direction as well. So what this has in it is full set of gyros, so it can tell completely the orientation of the controller. It also comes with some sort of distance sensor, which you place right next to your television. And I'm sure there's a calibration process when you first turn on your Revolution system, right? The first time you turn it on, you'll have to calibrate it to make sure it knows where you are and all that. But it knows how far away from the television you are, or at least from the sensors.
From the sensors.
Yeah. So it knows how far away you are from the game from the visualization of the game, and it knows the orientation of this. So you can hold this thing. Keep in mind it's got a trigger on the bottom. You can point it at the screen. You could use it like a gun. You could use it like
a golf club. That's not going to cause some problems because it's going to be a gun.
They already have guns for systems. Don't worry about it. So anyway, the point is it does a lot more than just, you know, the controls on it. It's actually meant to entice users because it's so easy to get into. You just hold it and bam, you're in the game. You know how to, you know, play the game because you know how to hold stuff in real life. So you already know how to use it. You don't have to press buttons. You don't have to have two hands on the thing holding literally 14 different buttons like there are on, you know, the Xbox and the PlayStation
controller.
2 and all that.
Yeah.
So, Nate, tell me what it is you don't like about it.
It's a remote. I'm not watching TV. I'm playing a game. I like the hand, the controllers. Yeah, there's a lot of buttons. I thought it would be maybe like a slimmer, you know, kind of cool design. But maybe we only had like three buttons. Maybe we only had two buttons. You know, we can have, you know, clickers on the sides or stuff like that. The big thing with me, I don't like the PS2 and the Xbox. Tons of buttons. God of War, love the game. Way too many freaking buttons. I can't do combos. I'm really, like, if I can, you know, just tap, you know, a one button a bunch of times, but, like, doing, like, hitting four or five buttons at the same time, do something cool, don't do that. Don't have the skills for that.
That's
don't really like that.
You are not a gamer.
That's right. I'm not elite.
Apparently. Yeah. God of War does make you touch a lot of buttons at once, if you want to play it effectively. But that's what makes it great. But what makes the GameCube or the Revolution controller great is that you don't have to touch a lot of buttons, that you just motion. Right? You're discounting the fact that it's not just a controller, that it allows you to control the game in ways that are completely impossible with other, existing controllers.
Uh-huh.
All right? So what if it was shaped differently and still had the sensors in it? Wow, it'd be amazing,
I'd
right?
I'd be fine with it.
Oh, but it's shaped like a DVD remote.
It's shaped like a remote.
And world comes crashing down.
That's right. I don't see how this
You know
thing...
why it's great? All right, lightsaber. What's a lightsaber? It's a slim tube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People love those things. They fling them around like they're having a jolly good time. Right? That's what this is. It's slim because it's easy to hold in your hand, and it's easy to determine the back, the front, the orientation of it, right? If it were a square or a sphere, awfully hard to tell.
Yeah.
You ever use an EMAC mouse, the thing that was a circle?
Oh, yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, I hated those things.
You couldn't tell where it was pointing. Anyway, I'm going to come back and tell you why you're totally wrong.
All right, you go for that.
After the news. Stay tuned, everybody.
The buttons are all in the wrong spots, too.
We'll be back.
Where else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's uat.edu.
All right, we're back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio with Alon and Nate.
Hey.
And Julie will hopefully be back next week.
Probably.
So we were talking about the Nintendo Revolution controller. And we have a couple callers. We'll get to them in a minute. I was making Nate shut up during the break so that when he wants to argue with me, he'll do it on the air. But here's why it's great. All right. One thing he's complaining about is that
it's one-handed.
He wants to use two controls.
Yeah, I like to have the two hands. When
First
I'm
of all, you already know that they offer the nunchaku style where you've got the second hand.
Yeah.
They've also said they're going to have a more traditional controller so that you can either like shove this one inside of it or just have a separate controller, right? They're going to have some more traditional one.
I like its ease of use. Just from what I'm reading, it sounds like you get it.
Right. Picture this. You want to play
like
a fishing game? Cool. It does all the fishing pole motions.
Yeah.
All right, that's lame because I don't want a whole system of fishing games. But That's one example, right? You could play a cooking game. I think that was one of the demos where you chop up stuff, right? Or you could just have a game that has these sort of things in it and allows you to do a host of different things.
I was reading
things.
They had a flying game, you know, tilted and weaved
exactly.
and barreled flying. For you.
Or if
but the thing is, you're playing with one hand. I know you can have the...
No, hold it with two hands. Or, this is the best part, right? I've talked about how it could be like a golf club. It could be a sword. All these types of interesting interactive experiences. Get a second one, all right? Have two katana swords that you're fighting enemies with, right? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about this? Because it can handle four controllers at once.
Mm-hmm. Where are all these sensors going to go? That's right, what I'm actually,
they're real small, dude. They're little slim suckers.
Okay, but where does one end and the other one begins? Are they going to know that, oh, this is
one
the
controller.
Fitness controller?
Oh, yeah. They're all going to have individual frequencies, and they'll know. You can have, just like the WaveBirds right now, you can have four controllers running at once, and they don't get confused.
All
right. Same idea. And I'm sure it can handle even more than four, technically speaking. But
oh, I'm sure.
Four is what is probably going to happen. So, like, Mario Party is going to be amazing with this thing. We haven't even talked about, really, the fact that, yeah, it has a whole, like, plug on the bottom, or you can plug it into other things or create different controllers with it. And I predict that with the system will come a more traditional controller or adapter, or at least on opening day or, like, in the first 6 months, they're going to have some package which includes a very traditional controller because, of course, you're going to be able to download Super Nintendo and Nintendo games and stuff and Nintendo 64 games to play on it.
So this brings up a whole new market of, buy your N64 controller, buy your Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah, exactly. Third-party manufacturer is going to go nuts. But it opens up all these possibilities of gaming that don't exist on other systems. And then you'll get the traditional controller as well, and I swear they're going to include it in the system because they'd be dumb not to, so that you can port other games to it and companies won't be resistant to doing that. But I just, the idea of having two katana swords, one in each hand, is amazing to me. And by the way, for the original GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, you could use two Nintendo 64 controllers, one in each hand, so they had dual analog, right? And
yeah,
two triggers.
Remember that.
And that was awesome. Nobody knew you could do that, apparently, except me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have to take a couple callers. We're going to take number one here is Neil from Kansas City, and I'm not going to test the phone system. Andrew's got that under control. Neil, are you there?
Hello, yes.
All right, so what did you want to say?
Okay, just a brief comment, I guess, about the Revolution controller, of course. I guess I would have to more side with Alon on this matter, but in a sort of a different way, maybe the same way. I don't know. I haven't heard you express yourself enough on it, but... In terms of the kind of games that are possible, I mean, you know, I hear a lot of people throwing around suggestions, oh, yeah, you can use it for swords, you can use it for first-person shooters, oh, here's a fishing game, et cetera, et cetera. I am perfectly willing. I don't give myself a lot of credit. I'm perfectly willing to entertain the notion that somebody at Nintendo and any developers that Nintendo is partnering with knows something I don't or has had, you know, wonderful ideas that I haven't about what's possible, you know, for any Revolution games. And so I'm essentially waiting for them to surprise the heck out of me.
That's what I always say. I say, no matter what Nintendo does, they're going to do something awesome because they haven't screwed up yet.
Well, I mean, so, I'm not exactly a Nintendo fanboy, but or you know, even really that enthusiastic about them. I'd sort of give them equal weighting among all the systems I play with. But I mean, they are more willing to take risks. And you know, in terms of the controller, yeah, it's unconventional. Yeah, some people are going to be a little put off by it, but you know. When they came out with their first controller, after everybody was used to joystick-type things with the Atari VCS,
yeah.
You know, I remember some of the reviews from back then. I'm old enough, I guess, to know. They were like, well, I don't want to play with a calculator in my hand. They were looking at the Intellivision and the ColecoVision controllers. They were like, what is this? You know, but, you know, they still had their popularity, so I'm willing to give it a chance.
And they were right.
Yeah.
Because it was awesome. And so I am always the proponent of Nintendo, because, like I said, they haven't screwed up.
I just want to clarify. In the car, I said, you know, just reading about it, don't like it. Probably Lego will come out. You know, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, this is really fun.
We're going to be
really
standing in front of my 7-foot projector, swinging swords at each other.
Yep.
It'll be crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be great, but, you know, just reading about it, don't like it.
Of course, if they're going to give you the option for a traditional controller anyway, then I guess it makes it kind of moot in a sense. But
all these people are complaining because all they're doing is, like, looking at the pictures, and they don't realize. And, like, all we're talking about are these, okay, sports sims, right, where baseball and golf and whatever, and I know they're going to come up with a bunch of other killer ideas. I just hope they don't have a boomerang simulator, because then I'm going to throw it around the room.
I'm just looking at any game that's going to require to use the D-pad and the A button. Really in a bad spot.
Well, they're not going to develop a game that makes it difficult to do, right? They're going to develop the game so that you
can
do
that. The way it's set up, it seems any game that
there's
they want to...
There's a B trigger. Plus, there's a left-handed controller with two triggers on it.
All right. Baby.
I'm telling you.
I'm just looking at this as, like, any game that's going to require to use more than, say, like, three buttons, going to be real pain to use.
Well, then they won't develop it so it needs all the buttons. It's going to be great, I'm telling you. Neil, thank you so much for calling, but don't go. I need to get pick any positive number, and this is going to help me determine the D&D winner.
Any positive number?
Any positive number that I'm going to be able to type in under 5 seconds.
Integer? Okay, never mind. Eight.
Eight. All right, that's killer. Thank you. And I'm going to get numbers from our other callers, too. So thank you for calling. And next segment, we'll be calling D&D people.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, so our next caller is John from Vegas. I think this is his
third time calling in a row.
We appreciate the people
that's
who call.
That's great
all the
that
time.
He calls.
We love to have fans.
Like we were commenting, oh, yeah, we're going to open up the calls. And then people called.
It was great.
It was amazing.
The phone is lighting up. All right, so John.
Okay, first I want to say that I haven't actually played the D&D online game yet because I haven't, like, put my name in the queue because, you know, when you sign up for it, you have to put, you know, you give them your password.
You are submitted to the trials.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little complicated. Well, not that complicated, but anyway.
All right, so what did you want to say about the Revolution controller?
It's going to have so much more control than any other system, like, previously. I mean, just with the one hand, you have, you know, two buttons, you know, the A and the B button, and 5 degrees of motion just off of that one hand.
And
so you have, you have up, down, and left, right, and forward, back, and plus you have
rotation
and yaw.
Yeah.
So that's 5 degrees of motion right there. Actually, a columnist that writes a nice blog. Have you heard of David Serlin?
I haven't, but I'm going to claim that I do.
Okay, he's a very famous fighting game player, mostly Street Fighter games.
All right.
But he even posted like a couple days ago how, you know, it's going to be great just because you'll be able to do, you know, 5 different motions, you know, not even like the, you know, the shaking dice thing or the fishing or the, you know, 50 billion other things you can do that are like doing something else in real life. But just being able to, you know, have so many degrees of motion in one hand, do it two-handed and you have 10 degrees of motion.
Yeah, and see, the whole point is you have all this control and you'll be able to do it without using buttons. So they've minimized the necessity of buttons, which is what you were complaining about, Nate.
Yeah.
Like with Smash Brothers, you can hit people by swinging the thing.
It's going to be fantastic.
Well, okay, I'm just saying, like, action buttons. Like, yeah, moving around is going to be cool because you can do all that, you know. But,
you
yeah, moving's not everything.
Button. You'll do the action with the controller.
Yeah, dude. Think of the adult games that we haven't even touched on.
Oh, think of the attachments that are going to be adult games.
Oh,
wow.
And it's got Rumble built right in.
Remember Rez? I mean, we can go totally beyond that now.
Yes. I'm very excited about the possibilities.
Oh, I know you are.
All they have to do is release the video camera. We'll be set. Just like the Xbox. All right, I am totally with you. And Nate was afeard, you know, that all these people are ganging up on him. I have to say, though, we have a caller who apparently is siding with Nate.
Really?
And we're going to get to him in a second. But first, I need a number from you to help us choose a D&D winner, especially coming from someone who already won last
See,
week.
How's this thing going to be power,
too? You don't need a
number
from me.
Batteries?
What was that?
You don't need a number from me. I already won one.
No, you're not winning. This is going to help me determine who's winning later. Give me
I'll
any number. Integer.
Don't say eight.
Four?
Yes.
All right. I was expecting people to go like 5,200,012.
Eh.
I was expecting like 4.6.
They're saving me the trouble of heavy
like
calculations
that.
For this. All right,
4.6 is in an integer.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, thank you so much for calling, John. And we're going to go to our third caller, whose name I can't remember because the paper's not staring at me. Mitchell. All right, and where's Mitchell from? New York. Are you there, Mitchell?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So what did you want to talk to us about?
Well, one quick thing before I side with Nate. I'd just like to inform you guys I'm a Brooklyn Bruiser from the forums.
Oh, kick
ass. Oh, hey, cool.
Very familiar with Brooklyn Bruiser. Hard to forget that avatar.
Yeah.
All right, so... let's hear it.
Well, I'm just coming to side with Nate because, you know, I understand that they're going to have, like, you know, I have to admit it would be pretty awesome for, like, sword fighting games, but just for, like, first-person shooters and, like, a bunch of other games, like sports games, some of those I play on my GameCube, I just don't see how it could work.
Well, okay, also, I'm looking at a picture here because I hate the pictures, apparently. It comes, you can attach a joystick to this.
Yeah.
Now, if the remote's going to move everything and you got all these, you know, 80 billion degrees of movement with your remote, why the need for the joystick?
Because they're going to want multiple things to control, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you have a character with two arms and you're controlling both arms, right? But you don't want to use two controllers or for whatever reason. Like, the thing is, it's so far, our knowledge of this is so primitive that we haven't, all they've talked about a little bit. OneUp.com talked a little bit about the different demos they showed, like the cooking thing where you could use it like a knife and chop up vegetables or whatever.
And that's a game I want to play.
Yeah.
A cooking game.
I know. You're the one who likes to watch Good Eats all day.
Yeah, I like watching it. Not.
Imagine interactive.
Interactive Good Eats?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I can pretend I'm Elton Brown. That'd be awesome.
So I'm with you. Like, it's hard to imagine how you're going to control, like, how would you control a fighting game, right? But they will come up with some great ways. And for the more traditional games, they will have a more traditional controller. So what they're doing is offering all of this new fangled control that we haven't thought of, that a lot of people haven't thought of how they're going to be able to appropriately use, and also this more traditional stuff. All right, Brooklyn, before you go away, give me a number.
10.
10. All right, killer. So we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to call our D&D winners. Hopefully they'll answer the phone. Otherwise, we'll have to call them again next week.
Yes.
So thanks for your call. And
thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you on the forums.
Hackers. They're everywhere. And I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
All right, everybody, we're back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, the radio show that tells you to go to UAT.edu when you want to learn how to get into the industry by becoming a developer. The same radio show hosted by Nate Nalon, that's me.
And I'm Nate.
Yep. The very same radio show that tells you that we like Blockbuster because they let us rent their games.
Yep.
And the very same radio show that's going to be giving away dance pads and a copy of In the Groove.
And we also like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
If they would like to give us some food.
Next week we'll be having a Red Octane contest, as long as we get the stuff in time. The contest we have this week is for Dungeons & Dragons Online beta slots. And so I'm going to call our first selected winner. I've determined, sort of randomly by our callers choosing a number, that... let's see, I'm going to call Steve. He was one of our email respondents. And I'm going to dial a number.
You're so professional.
The number that he's
gave me. He's picking up a phone right now and dialing those numbers.
What is not professional about this?
Well, we could have had Andrew set it all up and had these people on the line already. But hey, it's your show.
But I'm going to call multiple people.
All right.
I don't know what your trouble is.
I'm not judging you at all.
Hey there, this is Alon from Chatterbox Video Game Radio. I'm looking for Steve Payne. That is. All right, hang on. I'm going to put you in the air, all right? Killer. Hey, Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, do you know I'm calling?
I believe I do.
Oh, right on.
So, Steve, you owe us some money. And we're just wondering why you don't like paying your bills.
Singular Wireless has told me.
You'll never find me.
Yeah. All right, so I'm calling because you are the first winner of our podcast D&D Online beta slot. Are you listening to the show live over the internet right now?
I was, but I'm listening to you on the phone.
All right. Well, that's
super.
That's
that
awesome.
Works.
What I want you to do is call all your friends and tell them to listen as well, so they can hear you on the radio, or to download the podcast at chatterboxgameshow.com.
That's
but
right.
For now, all I had to do was talk to you and let you know that you won, and I'll be sending you an email today or tomorrow, you know, when I have time.
Okay.
To give you that information. Do you know the company that makes the D&D online game?
Yes, I do.
What's the name of that company?
Turbine.
Turbine.
That would be it.
We love Turbine for providing these prizes.
They had
for
a party, and I had Crown Royal and Coke all night for free.
Nate really likes Turbine. All right, so thank you, Steve, for answering the phone.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we've talked about on today's show that you wanted to talk about? You can say no if there's not.
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being a listener, and I'm going to move on and call our next winner. Thanks, Steve.
Right. Yep.
Bye-bye.
We really need some dialing theme music.
All right, I'm going to call number five on our list now. Number five is, who is that? It's Cody. We're going to call Cody. All right. Cody, what is your phone number? 808-something. All right, everybody, so I'm calling Cody. Cody apparently works for Microsoft.
That really?
Makes him my favorite listener already. You think he's going to pick up?
Yes.
You think so?
Maybe.
Maybe. Nobody's answering the phone.
Ooh, I wonder if you can get him on... hope he has a machine.
I hung up on his ass. All right. Now, Nate, you chose another number, so I'm going to call this other guy. I'm going to call Mike. And Mike is actually located here in Phoenix.
Really?
I don't even have to dial a 1. Blah, blah, blah. What's
so, Mike, if you're home, you can send any gift package for me picking your number to me, care of Chatterbox.
There's the dial tone.
Ooh.
This is all very exciting.
We're high-tech.
Didn't we have dial music?
Hello?
Hey there, this is Alon Weissman from Chatterbox Video
this
Game Radio,
Nate.
And you're on the air. I'm looking for Mike Briggs.
Oh, that's me.
Mike!
Hey, Mike, guess what you just won.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Well, do you know?
Do you know?
If you don't know, I don't think you're going to get
don't.
It.
Wrong answer, Bubba.
What'd you get?
Should have won a beta to the D&D Online.
That's right, and that's something you've been looking forward to all week, am I right?
You betcha.
All right, excellent. So
losing sleep.
Do you remember the question that we asked in order to give you the opportunity to win this?
Yeah, you wanted to know who the lead designer was.
Yep.
And you also needed to know how long the podcast was.
Yeah, that's not so important. Really, I'm looking for the lead designer.
That was Ken Troop.
Ken Troop, and that's right there in your email, so I already knew you knew it. All right, so thank you very much for being a part of our contest. I'm going to send you an email by tomorrow afternoon. Can't guarantee it'll be tonight, but by tomorrow afternoon. And that'll have all the information you need to get into this beta. I've been told by people who have tried to do it, you know, you might not be downloading the game and playing right away. But be patient, and Turbine will have you up and running very soon.
Oh, definitely. I can be patient.
All right.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being a listener, Mike. And I hope
you
listen in the future as well.
Oh, you betcha. I will.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Good night. Have a good evening, man.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Bye. Man, it feels good to make people happy. And he sounded happy to me. Mm-hmm.
I like how when I said two, it came out like faux.
What?
I said, thank you, two, and I said, thank you, faux.
Oh. Yeah, you apparently mix a lot of things up in your brain sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyone who reads his blog will see what I mean. All right, so how much longer do we have here, Andrew, before the end of the show? What do we got, 2 minutes? Five minutes.
Five whole minutes.
All right, so this is the other thing I wanted to talk about. I said I wanted to talk about Hulk and God of War. We had talked about things on the forum, and we were talking about all the extra buttons in games, right? I don't remember the thread. But at chatterboxgameshow.com, there's forums. You can interact with us as well during the week because that's what we do when we're not doing the radio show. We're on the forums. And so someone brought up the issue of having tons of buttons and, you know, does that make a better game or whatever? And what game does a good job of using all the buttons on the controller? Because most games don't use them all. And I said, well, God of War and Hulk, Ultimate Destruction, are great examples. And this made me realize at the same time I was answering this question, I thought, I never realized, but these two games are actually the same thing. They're very, very similar. Do you see what I'm saying here?
I'm kind of following you that they all use lots of buttons.
They use lots of buttons, but here's...
You're constantly learning new techniques,
exactly.
Which makes the game fun.
That is what makes the game fun, that you're constantly upgrading your character, learning new stuff. Now, you do it slightly differently in each game, and obviously there's a different storyline, and the mechanics of how you actually use the player actually are very similar, but they're not exactly similar. All right. Of course, two identical games wouldn't be fun to play, but two games that are similar and a lot of interesting similar traits works for me. So in this game, you upgrade your character constantly, and you're finding new moves, and this goes back to what I've always said, how control of your character, your online avatar, is one of the most important factors in the game. If you have crappy control or slow response or something from when you press a button to when something happens on the screen, the game is going to suck, no matter how good the story is, no matter how good... the visuals are, if you can't actually control it, you're going to be very frustrated. And what these two games do very well is allow for a lot of control. Not only is it responsive, but you can do a million different things. And so where I first noticed this was in Super Mario 64. right? I have always been a huge advocate of all the Mario games, and one of the things that...
Best game ever, I believe you called Mario 64.
Yeah, Mario 64. Yeah, definitely. Still is. One of the things that's common through all the Mario games, except... Well, see, even the original Mario had this for its time. It had a lot of control that, like, you didn't get in other games, because, you know, you could jump high if you were running, right? Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't jump as high if you weren't running. You can punch through bricks and get up to different areas. That's not such a big deal, but you could also, you know, get the flower and shoot things, or you could be big rather than being small, right? And that had different attributes with it. So there are lots of different ways that you could control or interact with the environment based on certain conditions that existed with your character at any particular time. And so God of War is similar, where, you know, you upgrade your weapons, you upgrade your magic, all that stuff, and that's one of the things that appeals to RPG players.
Mainly we've just been upgrading
players.
Swords.
Yeah.
But
we really like the swords.
We like the swords.
And in Hulk is great, because, like, it's different types of activities, right? You can bash the ground, you can bash your opponent, you can grab onto opponents, you can run and bash things, you can grab things in the environment and use them as baseball bats or spears.
Car gauntlets.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got. Love the car gauntlets.
Metal mitts created from half a car. Like, all these great ways to control your character. And so this discussion, which was derived from my discussion of buttons on a controller, leads me into an even greater discussion, which I think we're going to continue at length, perhaps, during later shows.
Right.
What actually makes a game good? And I was saying control makes it good, and expansion of character makes it good.
I've been putting this off for like two shows now, but next week, for sure, we're going to talk about this California, Illinois, Michigan crap.
We said we were going to talk about it.
I know, we talked about it, and I was like, okay, we're going to talk about it, and then never happened.
And you still have a beef with Microsoft from like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man, they pissed me off.
Sometimes we like them, sometimes we don't. It's too bad that guy didn't answer the phone
balls
quick enough before I managed
that
to
these
hang
guys
up.
Have to say what they said. Oh, so pissed off.
Yeah, we'll leave it a mystery.
Yeah.
Keep you wondering.
You can guess
till next
why I'm pissed off.
Anyway, congratulations to both of our winners of the D&D online beta slots.
Hope
I'm going to
get fun.
You that information very soon, and I hope you do enjoy the game. Turbine's great for providing that to us. Next week, we're going to have a contest, I believe, featuring products from Red Octane. They are the great
Dance
Revolution,
pads.
Dance Pad, whatever, people.
Worth $100?
Yes. That's big prizes. We got
That's
four of those.
They're
great to us. All right, so thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to be back next week. We'll even have Julie with us, hopefully. And that's about it.
See you next week, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.